Hello there, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And for those of you who are like, I haven't been doing very well with my New Year's resolutions, today could be a reset. Every single day is a new day. Every single day is an opportunity to trust God, to do good things, to work and to will in you for His good pleasure. There's many things that He's prepared for you in advance for you to do. You just simply need to walk in them. And so, instead of having an all or nothing mindset and think, well, I failed and I haven't, fulfilled my promise to myself, you know what? You are loved. There's grace. His grace is sufficient for you, for His power is made perfect in your weaknesses, and you can start fresh today. A do-over can happen at any moment, and this is the moment that you can have your own special do-over. You are forgiven as you lay your life down, as you ask for forgiveness, as you connect with the Almighty God. You can be set free and made clean right now. So, in light of that, let's read today's story. We're now in Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, in the New Living Translation, and it says this. So, they arrived at the other side of the lake, in the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the burial caves and could no longer be restrained, even with a chain. Whenever he was put into chains and shackles, as he often was, he snapped the chains from his wrists and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Day and night, he wandered among the burial caves and in the hills, howling and cutting himself with sharp stones. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, we thank you so much for the fact that you saw this man. And here, this comes at, we have to remember where this comes. This comes at the very heels of you rebuking the wind and the seas, that you had dominion over nature, which is so amazing to me. You were showing the disciples something very poignant, that not only had you talked about the soil and nature and causing the growth and all of that, but then you talk about the wind and the seas and you cause them to be still. And now we're talking about human beings and evil, and that you're going to show them not only do you rule nature, but you rule evil. And you are stronger than that evil. Lord, I thank you that this is a man who is chained, but he will soon be unchained. And he unchained himself so many times, but he was still not free. He was enslaved to an evil spirit. And even though he could break those chains, those physical chains, he could not break the spiritual chains. So he may have been strong, but he was not strong enough to deliver himself. And Lord, many of us, as we look back on our lives and meeting you, we realize that before we met you, we were enslaved. We were in chains. We could not free ourselves. We might have wrestled. We might have tried in our own strength. We might have had all sorts of self-improvement plans. But without your spirit within us, we could do nothing. And so this is a parable, in a way, of our salvation. And so as we look at this demon-possessed man tomorrow and the outcome of what happened here, help us to see ourselves in the story. We are this restrained man who cannot be set free. He is without hope in this world. He cannot take care of himself. He cannot be his own deliverer, and neither can we. Forgive us for trying to break chains on our own. Forgive us for trying to deliver ourselves. Forgive us for trying to work out our lives this way. We want instead to rely on you. We are not strong enough to live this life that you long for us to have in our own strength. We need your strength. We need you. We need you as deliverer. We need you as the strong one. We need you as the one who rebukes the wind and the seas and silences the demonic. We need you. You are greater than us. You are powerful, you are holy, you are set apart, you are the name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Before you, every tribe, tongue, and nation will bow down, and because of that, we revere you, we worship you, and we absolutely love you. Thank you that you're going to encounter this demonic man, this man who's possessed, and you're going to set him free just as you set us free. And Lord, as I finish this prayer, we pray for those people in our lives who are caught in darkness, and we pray for deliverance. We intercede for them with great anguish and longing to see them set free. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I commend you for spending 5 minutes a day with me as we pray our way through the Bible. This is an amazing discipline, and as you do a little discipline like this every day, it's going to go really far in training you to have an amazing prayer life and to love the scriptures too. Those are two things I really love, not to pat me on the back, but I've just grown to love over the years, the scriptures and prayer. So I hope you have an amazing day bathed in both.